download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk, WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
That would be me, Kevin Tachi. Like I said, hey, on Twitter, at Kevin Tachi. And you know what? I'm a bad co-host here. Mark Littlefield, you can catch him at MC Littlefield.
At MC Littlefield.
And we have
on Twitter.
On Twitter. So all the folks who know how to do things within 140 characters know how to hang.
Actually, I was tweeting as we were doing that. That's why I'm a little distracted, so I apologize.
I was kind of giving folks the layout as far as for 7 o'clock. The 7 o'clock folks are already at George Kippenhan in the house. Sean Silver in the house. They're hanging. They're getting ready. We're going to have a great time starting at 7. Fernando, we're not going to have a great time for the next 20 minutes with you.
Not a problem.
But when you talk sports, it's a different vibe, man.
Yeah.
And the folks that we got coming in, all pro cast. All pro. Except for Littlefield.
Yeah, I'm just I'm JV.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
But we get joining us right now a gentleman who has been here. He was here last year.
I was, yeah.
And we were talking about something that was going on in Brockton. Mm-hmm. Today's conversation is about something going on in Quincy. Fernando, you are with English for New Bostonians, and your title is you are Operations and Communication Coordinator.
That's correct.
How are things at English for New Bostonians?
Things are well. You know, when I first was here, we became our own independent 501c3.
Good times.
It was a lot of fun, a lot of work getting it off the ground. But now we're up and we're working around the state through our English Works campaign, hosting these events. The first one of this year is going to be in Quincy. So figured I'd stop by 95.9 and
it's in our listening area.
Exactly.
It only makes sense.
I saw a map right outside there. It was like just the targets I want to hit. So
really,
I'm in the right place. Yeah.
Yeah. And the even funnier thing is that this will be a podcast that at least 100 people will listen to. That's pretty cool.
That's good.
It's pretty cool.
Definitely.
You laugh, but you know what? I'll take those 100 people every time. Talk to us about what it is that your organization does and how it works with the workforce here in the Boston area.
Sure. My organization, English for New Bostonians, our mission is to increase access to high-quality English language learning opportunities in Boston. So that sounds very formulaic. I'm reading off my sheet here.
Nobody knows, dude.
Nobody knows. Yep.
There's no video to prove this.
I'm going to have to pull the curtain back over.
Yes.
Part of what we do is we fund adult ESL classes in the city of Boston. Okay. But on a more local level, as it comes to the South Shore, we work statewide through our English Works campaign to work with businesses to link them up with resources that if they want to teach English as a second language to their employees, or as the industry term is, ESOL. So we started the campaign in 2008. We've been holding these information sessions across the state. When I last was here, I think in January of last year, back mm-hmm. before the snowpocalypse, which was a mess.
Dude, we're in February. I'm like, I can't wait till March because
it feels like spring outside.
I'm going to be honest with you. I bought a snowblower. That is why we're having such success right now. Just telling you.
Snow gods are listening.
Go and buy another snowblower, Kevin.
Go easy. I had to get that one past the girlfriend.
Yeah,
as you were saying.
We've been having these events across the state. This will be our first one in Quincy. It's a business information session to talk about something called the Workforce Training Fund Program, which is a state resource that businesses use to pay for training for their workers. And so we're out there in the community trying to tell businesses that they can use this resource to fund English language training for their workers.
Now, Fernando, are you looking to go directly to employers, or are you looking for the people to come that want to learn the English?
We are looking directly for employers, and that's a great distinction. You know, I come on the air on radio stations a couple times, and I get a few calls of people who, you know, very well-intentioned, who want an English class. And if that's the case, we have a resource called that's actually run through the state, called the Mass Adult Literacy Hotline, and recommend they call. But we're looking right towards business owners, and so we're looking towards people, small, medium, or large-sized businesses in the South Shore area who employ a lot of limited English speakers. We usually say we aim for companies that are around 10 or more, but we're open to anybody. And actually, I should mention that this fund, this Workforce Training Fund program, is not just for English language learning, although that's, as my name suggests, English for New Bostonians, that's what we're out here for. this fund's training in all sorts of things. Lean, new production methods, safety trainings, anything that's not mandated by the government, the state can help pay
for. So it's not necessarily learning English.
Exactly. It's not necessarily learning English, but that's sort of the reason that brings me here today. I think around, I don't know exact numbers, but I think around like 8% of the fund is used for ESOL classes. At least it was last fiscal year, and that's out of a fund of $26 million. So
really, and so where does it? This is state funded. You're saying
state funded. So if any business that pays unemployment insurance on their workers part-time or full-time, they're already paying into this fund. So if you're a business and you pay regular unemployment insurance, you are automatically eligible to receive WTFP funding, which is actually, you'd be surprised, a lot of people don't know, but it's basically the state can re-grant the money that you already spend to help train Massachusetts workers and keep jobs in the state.
Big event this Thursday, February 4th, from 8:30 to 10 a.m. You're going to be hanging out with the folks at the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. Talk to me about that.
The Quincy Chamber of Commerce, we're going to be working with, actually at their Quincy Center for Innovation, which is a third floor of that conference.
Yep. 180 Old Colony Avenue.
Yep, 180 Old Colony Avenue from 8:30 to 10 in the morning. We're working with them. They're a great partner. We're working with the South Shore Workforce Investment Board, working with the, as I said, the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. The Quincy Patriot Ledger is our media sponsor. They've been really good and running a couple of ads. One actually will probably show up in tomorrow's paper. So if you crack that open and you're in Quincy, look for our ad in the business section. And we've been very grateful. We always try to connect with local partners since we're a Boston organization and we don't have a lot of street cred here, so to speak. But South Shore is a great place. Everyone's super welcoming, and we're happy to provide this resource for its businesses.
You anticipated my next question. Why do you not have a satellite office somewhere here on the South Shore? I mean, like Marshfield or something.
Yeah, and unfortunately, our city, our charter for English for Bostonians limits our funding to Boston, but our English Works campaign, we go statewide. So the last forum I did was in Lawrence that we did this. We work anywhere from Lawrence to Chicopee, anywhere in between. And so, we focus especially, given what our mission would suggest, we focus on areas with high immigrant populations or limited English-speaking populations. So,
yeah, I was going to say, where are you seeing the most success or maybe the most development in the program?
In workplace ESOL programs?
Yes.
Yeah. I would say probably, businesses, we've had a wide diversity of businesses who've had successful ESL programs. I think one that comes to mind is, I don't know if you guys, I'm from Michigan, and I assume everyone here is a Red Sox fan. Is that a good, accurate assumption?
Well, I think you might have a majority of the folks in the room
yeah.
who will tell you that, yes.
If you've ever been to Fenway, the Fenway Franks are done by, are made by a company named KM.
KM.
And KM has a significant amount of limited English-speaking workers. They're a great company. Okay. They want to help these people out, but kind of more to their point, they want to improve business outcomes, and they wanted to sort of give their workers the skills they needed to move up. So they actually had a ESL program through their Workforce Training Fund program that trained workers in ESOL, but also in leadership skills and sort of like staff development. And they saw some pretty impressive outcomes. So it was about, I think, 88% received promotions. They were able to hire from within. They had lower incidences of product defects, and their quality assurance, which is already pretty high, went even higher. So food service is an industry that we see a lot of people taking advantage of the WTFP. I would also say probably manufacturing. I would venture to guess that food service and manufacturing are probably the two biggest sectors. But again, any business, large or small, if you pay unemployment insurance regularly, you can receive this funds.
Looking at this and talking about the particular program, the WTFP program itself, kind of run down the bullet points, because one of them kind of really sticks out to me. And I know these days when you're running a business, that retention is a big thing.
Yep.
Talk to me about the bullet points as to what the program can kind of help a business, what it, how it can help them in the long run.
Sure. Yeah, I think retention is a huge benefit we see to English language training. I would say probably there's, you know, whenever we're talking to a business and we're trying to, like you said, you know, being a business owner is hard, and there's a lot of different balls in the air that you have to keep in the air and juggle and all that. So I would say retention of talent is a huge benefit to providing English language classes. As somebody who's worked as an ESL teacher and worked with people who English is not their first language knows, if workers can see the company is willing to invest in them and willing to say, you know, here's an English class to help you do your job better, 9 times out of 10 they're going to stay with that company and they're going to be loyal to that company. You know, as I'm sure you guys know, the lives of a lot of immigrants in Massachusetts are very tough. They're very transient. They're going from job to job. They're looking for the best opportunities. They see that if their employer is willing to invest in them in that way, they're going to stick with that company. You know, additionally, workers who can speak the language more fluently are going to be more productive. They're going to be safer. They're going to have, they're going to be able to if in a manufacturing scenario,
understand protocols.
Exactly. Yeah. And
that's kind of a key, especially if it's about dollars and cents. You want somebody who understands the workings of the business and what they want as far as procedurally to be done.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that we found with Workforce Training Fund program, is that they enable trainings, not only in English language learning, but across the board to help workers and help businesses be more productive and directly affect their bottom line.
Now, the grant money, can it, other than those four ideals, is there anything else that it could help in a manufacturing or a particular industry be able to help them with?
Other than English language learning?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's actually, if you come to this forum, one of the first things that they'll say, the people from Commonwealth Corporation, who is the state agency that manages this fund, first thing they'll say is virtually anything can get funding if you write the application right, and if you tie it to measurable outcomes in your business, and chances are you'll probably get it. So there was a bank, South Shore Bank in South Weymouth, just got a WTFP grant, and not only did they teach ESOL, but they also taught leadership skills and staff development. I mentioned that a lot, but it was sort of prepping their workers to get to the next step. And because of that, they were able to kind of retain workers, hire from within, and promote people who normally wouldn't have the chance. And it's the same with manufacturing, too, you know.
Yeah, I thought you brought up a good point, that you can, and almost anyone can get funding if they can prove that they're going to succeed, so to speak. What's the measuring stick?
I would say probably the metrics for success are if they show clear and measurable gains in workplace productivity or in workplace retention or in profitability. I think those are probably the three major areas what they're looking for data on. So if you can prove that the training that you're going to run with your workers is going to make them more productive, is going to make your business more profitable, or additionally, it's going to keep jobs within the state that would normally, you know, go elsewhere, chances are they're going to fund it. And like I said, I mean, last year it was they awarded over $26 million to about 800 businesses. So they're looking to grant this money out. You know, this is the reason why it exists.
Give this away. They
exactly,
want to give that money away. You just got to be there. You got to know how to.
And how many times can you say, like, a state-funded program is looking to give money away? Like, I talk to business owners and I see shock on their faces. So
it's like that guy who wore the question marks and the science jacket, who, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly.
Win the government's money kind
we
of thing.
We like to think it's a little less hokey than that, but it's, yeah, to that same excitement, yeah.
I guess my question for you, Fernando, who's teaching the classes? Are people going to show up and you're going to be the one leading the groups, or do you have a volunteer
who's doing
program?
The presentation?
Oh, yeah. That's a great point. So English for New Bostonians, we fund adult ESL providers in Boston. We don't actually teach the classes. We're what you call a facilitator, or kind of a less flattering term, middleman. But you know what,
it's
we
not
do,
a bad thing.
It's not. Yeah, it's we have a place. And so what we do is when we work with a business, we actually know and have relationships with about 40 ESL programs across the state of Massachusetts. So a business in Quincy comes to us and says, we want to teach ESL to their workers. How do we get started? We want to use WTFP funding. We can connect them with a provider in the South Shore area, and specifically in Quincy, that can help them teach those classes in addition to help them apply for the Workforce Training Fund program. So we're sort of the catalyst. We make it all happen. We don't actually teach the classes, but we know some people who do it well, and we can hook businesses up with those people.
Okay, we're speaking with Fernando Martinez with English for New Bostonians. And again, the date this Thursday, February 4th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, third floor, 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. Anything that I haven't asked you, but you kind of feel while we have about 2 minutes left here, that you want to kind of touch upon?
Well, actually, I would encourage anybody who's interested, who is a business owner or an HR manager, to stop by and to learn about what the Workforce Training Fund program can do for you. You guys were talking about Twitter earlier. We're on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I manage the tweets and the Facebook posts.
Where can they find you?
They can find us at our handle is EnglishNB_EW. So that's EnglishNB_EW. And we're also on Facebook too. So come pop a line and say hi to us there, and we have these events, like I said, pretty regularly, so we stay tuned for future events in the South Shore.
How about a website? Do you have a website as well? Do you want to give that out?
Yep, sure. The website is www.englishfornewbostonians.org. It's a kind of a mouthful, but usually if you type in English for New Bostonian, you'll get to the appropriate page.
Right. Yeah. I want to thank you very much for coming in, and also being the guy you reached out to me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, listen, we were in, a year ago, we got an event. Whenever you got an event that's going to be on the South Shore, I know you don't want to put a satellite down here and have an office, but if you want to come on down and talk about an event, I think it's fantastic if we can get the word out. And if it's anybody, that whether it's the Brockton area, Plymouth, mm-hmm. We're more than happy to have you back on. And you want to bring a friend. I mean, again, look at all the pizza we have from Wiggins Pub.
Yeah.
We get enough to feed at least four or five guys.
I should bring four next time.
You should.
maybe a couple of ESL
students. Because if not, Littlefield's walking out of here with half of this. Either that or George.
Yeah. McWiggins Pub pizza. Can't beat it.
You can't beat it. One of our fine sponsors here at Monday Night Talk. So we'll be in touch, Fernando.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on, Kevin.
You got it. We are going to, Larry, step aside a little bit early, but it's okay because we want to get the fun started a little early here. You are listening to Monday Night Talk. When we come back, we talk football, sports. Got a great gang. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to 95.9 WATD.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.